to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we had just learned that a person has to search for chametz the night of the 14th. Now let's say a person forgot to check for chametz that night. Rabbi Yehuda says, Baitkin or Arbasar, one checks the night of the 14th, and if he forgot to do so, Uva Arba Asar Shachris, so he would have to check the day of the 14th, meaning in the morning, and if he forgot to do so in the morning, Ubishas Habir, he has to check Bishas Habir. Now, what is Shas Habir? And this is very important. We're going to be seeing this in future Mishnayos as well. So let's try to remember. Shas Habir, which literally means the time of Bir, which is the removal or destruction of chametz, this refers to the sixth hour of the day. Let's make this easy. Let's say there are 12 hours of daylight. The day starts at 6 o'clock in the morning and ends at 6 o'clock in the evening. So the sixth hour would begin at 11 a.m. and end at 12 noon. Now, even though mid-oiraisa, chametz is usher only from the seventh hour, Chazal or Matakin, though already from the sixth hour, it's usher. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Bishas Habir, at the sixth hour, a person has to check for chametz if he forgot to check for chametz beforehand. However, after Shas Habir, don't check for chametz anymore, because he might find chametz and then he might end up eating it, and then it's usher. However, Chachamim argue, and they say, Loi Badak Arar Basar, if he didn't check the night of the 14th, Yivdak Barba Asar, he checks the day of the 14th. Loi Badak Barba Asar, if he didn't check the day of the 14th, Yivdak Pesach Hamayid, he should check for chametz in the middle of Pesach. Loi Badak Pesach Hamayid, if he didn't check in the middle of Pesach, Yivdak La'acher Hamayid, he should check for chametz after Pesach. Now you might ask, why is he looking for chametz after Pesach? There's no issur to have chametz after Pesach. And the answer is because there's something called chametz she'over olav ha-Pesach. Chametz that went through Pesach being owned by a yid, that chametz is usur. So even if he forgot to check for chametz before or during Pesach, he has to look for chametz that he might have had after Pesach because that chametz is still usur. Now the Mishnah gives us a good piece of advice. Umashim eshayer, that which he left over. So let's remember, he does bedikas chametz at the nighttime, and he puts all of his chametz in that little brown paper bag that he's going to burn at Sreifas chametz tomorrow. However, he still wants to have breakfast in the morning, so he takes a nice fresh bagel and puts it to the side. That's mashem shayer, what he's leaving over. Yani chenu betzina, he should put it in a really safe place. Why so? Kedei shelo yehei tzarech bedika achrav, so that he should not have to do bedika afterwards. If he didn't put it in a place which is safe from children and animals, so then he's going to come in the morning, open up his bag to eat his bagel for breakfast. If he finds only half a bagel there, that means that an animal, or his kid, got to it and might have dragged it all over the place. Now he has to go looking for that chametz. However, if he put it in a safe place, and he opens up his bag, and he finds that he only has half a bagel, so then he could assume that an adult got to it, and ate it, and didn't drag it around the place, so now he does not need to go looking for that other half a bagel. Moving on to Mishnah Daled, and this is going back to talk about Shas Habir. Rabbi Meir says, Oichlin kol chamesh, one can eat chametz the entire fifth hour of the day. According to the way that we explained in the previous Mishnah, we're dealing with a 12-hour day, so the fifth hour of the day is from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, v'sarfen b'tchilas sheish, and we burn chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Again, remember, as we said, mid-oiraisa, chametz is allowed to be eaten the sixth hour, and it only has to be burned the seventh hour, b'chazal were machmir, and they said we have to do everything an hour earlier, so we're only allowed to eat chametz the fifth hour, and it has to be burned at the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, Rabbi Huda argues that they were even more machmir. Eichlin kol arba, we're only allowed to eat chametz the fourth hour, which is up until 10 a.m. B'toilin kol chamesh, the whole fifth hour, the chametz is in a state of toilin. It's suspended, which means it's not allowed to be eaten. However, it doesn't have to be burned. So what are you allowed to do with it? You're allowed to benefit from it. You're allowed to take it and give it to your animal, for example. And v'sarfen b'tchilas sheish, it has to be burned at the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, why is Rabbi Yehuda more machmir? So that's because he's afraid of a cloudy day, a yom hama'unan. Remember, they didn't have watches back in the day, and they relied on the sun to tell them what time it was. So he's afraid that it might be a cloudy day, and a person's not going to be able to tell, is it 10 o'clock, is it 11 o'clock, is it 12 o'clock? So therefore, we have to be machmir by an extra hour, no eating chametz, even in the fifth hour, because maybe it's really the sixth hour, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda has his opinion, which is more chomer. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow continuing with this, with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.